Mr. Lord Burgeon, another insight from Revelation 13 verse 9, ministry. Get out your pen, your notebook, or a piece of paper, because at the end, I will ask you to write down some scriptures for you to study. I pray the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. Anytime God is about to judge or destroy, whether a system, a place, a people, he always does this through a separation or a taking out. Herein lies my premise or my proof of the taking out of God's people, spoken of in Matthew chapter 24, specifically verses 40 to 41, and St. Luke 17, verses 35 to 36. Remember at the end, I give you all these scriptures. So he speaks of a taking out of his people before that great and terrible day of the Lord, the second coming of Christ. Now, Jesus alludes to the events before his second coming, as in the days of Noah, meaning he has compared the days of Noah and also the days of Lot to the events that will be taking place before he comes again. Read about those in the book of Genesis, chapter 6 and 7, and Genesis 19, and I will give you all these books, all these words at the end. Now, God made provision for Noah and his family's escape by means of a separation. Remember, I told you before that God always takes care of his people via a separation or a taking out. So in the case of Noah and his family, God took them out and locked them away in the ark. Note keenly, Virgin, we have a part to play in preparing ourselves, and then the mighty hand of God will do the rest. In the case of Noah, Noah had to build an ark. Note that, you know, Noah had to build an ark. Noah was obedient in building the ark, right? So this tells us that we have work to do in preparing ourselves for the last day, for the end when Christ comes. We have some preparation to do. Thereafter, God does his part, because we see in Genesis chapter 7 verse 16 that God was the one that shut the door of the ark. Let us examine the case of Lot. Lot existed in a time of harsh immorality, sexual immorality, and a whole lot of uncleanness and idol worship and all those things. He lived in a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. Now this place got so wicked, the smell of its wickedness and its immorality got up to the nostrils of God, and God decided that, look, it is time to judge this place and to destroy this place. Now God made provision for Lot to get out by sending his holy angels, and you can read about this in Genesis chapter 19. Now I say this all to show you that Jesus told us that before his second coming, it will be as in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. He spoke about this in St. Luke chapter 17 verse 35 to 36, or you can read the entire chapter of St. Luke 17. Alright, in all of this though, brethren, we see the separation are taking away principle at work. We can trust our God, the Most High, that He will protect His people, and He will and has made provision for our escape. Bless the Lord. Now, your pen and your paper, or your notebook, write down these scriptures, reference scriptures. You can read about them in your meditation time, but ensure that you get through all of them. Alright, the first one is St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 27 to 41. Then we have St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 37. Followed by Genesis chapters 6 and 7. Genesis 19 verses 1 to 25. Next, Revelation 19 verses 11 to 21. And finally, Revelation chapter 20. You read the entire chapter. Alright. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.